Since early 2008, Columbus officials have known the city will have to fundamentally alter how it pays for and collects trash. With new property tax laws forcing department heads to cut more than $10 million from their budgets over the next few years, street supervisor Brian Burton says it was long ago determined that each household would have to contribute some money for the city to maintain any form of trash service. Burton says backlash is probably inevitable, despite the fact the increased cost also means increased service.
We've heard from most people that we're going to, so I don't fear much more, but there's going to be a lot of people that don't like it. There's, you know, it's not going to make everybody happy, but we're doing the best we can, you know, trying to keep, you know, the jobs here within the city and trying to do what we can and still keep a clean city.
Burton says the proposal creates a system which encourages homeowners to throw less trash because then they'll pay less. A committee charged with studying the city's trash policy considered contracting with a private company that would have charged residents by the bag. But Burton says that idea was scrapped after a presentation by the company a few weeks ago.
If we were not automated and we were just throwing bags, it would work real well. Our guys, the only way they could see if it was the proper bags, we'd have to invest in new camera systems on the trucks, and the guys would have to keep an eye, constant eye, make sure that the proper bags were used. It'd just be more of a process with the system we're using now, so it'd be kind of hard to go backwards.
The plan also calls for the city to add a curbside recycling program that will be covered by trash fees. Burton says the idea is to keep recyclables from taking up landfill space. After the hearing proposal this week and gathering public input, the council will likely vote on a more detailed plan in August. If it passes then, the fees will take effect in October. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.